He was dead and brought to life. Jesus gives these three beautiful parables about lost and found. It was kind of it's a long gospel, but compared to the ones we've had the last few weeks, it's a good break. Because if you remember, we've had the last few weeks is how hard it is to get to heaven. The narrow gate, strive to enter the narrow gate. Be very humble and don't have parties where people invite you. Take the lowest seat. Renounce all your possessions. Take up your cross. Be willing to die. All these high standards that the Lord put on this cost of discipleship. In a way, maybe we feel like it's too much. Like we can't do it. Maybe we want to give up. It's not worth it. In a sense, it's not bad to have that thought. Because it is too much. We can't do it. And that's what the gospel shows us today. That the Father runs to His Son. The Father goes out to the older Son. The celebration for those things that were found after they were lost. We are lost. We can identify maybe with the sheep that goes astray, the coin that gets lost, or the son who takes his stuff, tells his father, "I wish you were dead," and goes away. Or maybe we're the son who does everything right and is jealous and mad because we don't get everything we think we deserve. In all of those situations, the whole point of this was to reveal the merciful heart of the Father, that you could never earn it. You're never good enough. And that you being good enough isn't even a qualification. There's no questionnaire to fill out to see if you're good enough or if you're worthy. All it takes is what the Son did, is to desire to return home. Because before he even got home, the Father met him. Before he's able to give his rehearsed speech, the Father cut him off and restored him with the robe and the ring and the shoes. All of these signs of sonship, of prominence, of honor. This man who had been living with the pigs and the slop. You imagine the smell, the stench that he carried with him when the Father ran out to him and embraced him. It doesn't matter how dirty and stinky and stench-filled we are. If we desire to return to the Father, he runs to us, embraces us, and restores us. And that's why that reading, the second reading of St. Paul's letter, these beautiful words, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. So if you ever have a pop quiz, if you ever ask, anyone ever ask you, why did Christ come? To save sinners. The only reason Christ came is to save sinners. And who are sinners? Us. Christ came to save you. All of this, everything that Christ did, even from the Garden of Eden, from that moment when God the Father promised the Savior, up until this moment, everything that has done was for you to be restored to the divine sonship. This is the good news. So we pray for the grace of repentance. We pray for the grace to desire to return to the Father, that we realize that we are lost, that we're living with the pigs, that we've made bad choices, we've done stupid things. We pray for that grace to return. And repentance means to turn, to change direction, to stop heading one way, to start heading the other way. And that's all it takes. All it takes, and that usually takes place in this little room right here, in the confessional. This is where restoration takes place. Healing, mercy, miraculous restoration. It's the best operating room, the best surgery room that you could ever enter into. That we who were once lost have been found, dead, brought to life. We sang in the responsorial psalm that phrase from the Son, "I will rise and go to my Father." I will rise. That's that that word from resurrection, that what Christ did on Easter Sunday morning, we get to do every time we go to confession. That's that same resurrection from the pit of hell to the heights of heaven. The grace of God brings us there. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. The Father freely gives it to you. Do you want that? Do you want that restoration? Do you want to live in the peace and the joy and the happiness that your heart is desiring? That every time you turn to the pigs, you turn to the slop and desire to eat the pig food, what you're really looking for is Jesus Christ. You just don't know it because the world is so loud in our hearts and in our ears that it's hard to hear the still small voice of the Father crying out to you. But this is what you're looking for. This is what Jesus died and rose to give you. New life. To bring you from death to life. Jesus Christ was sent into the world to save sinners. Will you let him save you?